This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. The fields are drying out again after what was an extended period of rain. Many of the soybean fields were emerging under completely saturated conditions, and we are just now able to see the full effect. Saturated conditions can reduce germination directly, drown young plants, and give vectors for diseases. Research has shown that saturated conditions for 48 hours reduce germination by 30 to 70%. The seedlings that do make it through can be damaged. For the fields that were already germinated, young seedlings at V2 and V4 can survive 3 to 4 days of waterlogging, depending on the variety. Unfortunately, our soils tend to make matters worse. Our heavy clays and poor drainage means that soybean roots are affected longer and oxygen deprivation is worse. And now, on to the young soybean diseases, nearly all of which lack flooded conditions. The three most common are phytotaphria, cytochondria, and pythium root rots. Out of the three, we are most likely to see phytotaphria. Generally, this fungus affects wet areas and follows field contours, but this is not always the case. Like most diseases, certain varieties are more resistant than others. Seed treatments will have helped for a couple of weeks after planting, but eventually those seed coatings wear off. If you suspect issues with soil diseases, we can always send them off, the sickly plants, to the Plant Diagnostic Lab for identification. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.